boys and girls. I have a story about Clayton learns to obey. When Clayton was 4 years old, he just thought the best thing that could ever happen was to go pick berries at Grandma's house. Grandma lived on a farm, and along the fence rows there would be blackberries, even raspberries in her garden, at the end of her garden, and other kinds of berries that Grandma just knew were so good, and Grandma could make the best jelly for his bread. Clayton just thought it was just so much fun to go to Grandma's house. Now, Clayton had big brothers and sisters, and of course, when they really went berry picking, the older brothers and sisters thought it was a lot of fun, but also a lot of work. No one asked too much from Clayton because Clayton was only 4 years old. Clayton could just enjoy in eating berries, and no one said too much about it. Clayton begged and begged, "Mama, today it's pretty, it's sunshiny, let's go pick berries." "No, we have picked all the blackberries that we need to pick. Now we need to work in the garden today at Grandmother's house. Grandmother needs our help since Grandfather is not living to take care of her. Grandmother is not able to do as well as she used to. We're all going over to Grandmother's house, and the older brothers and sisters will help in the garden, and you can help by being a good boy." Well, Clayton was happy to think about going to Grandmother's house, but it was not going to be for berry picking. Soon everyone trudged down the road. It was early in the morning, and so it was not yet too hot. The dust along the road came up between Clayton's toes, and he liked that. The mile and a half walk to Grandmother's house made them all thirsty, and so Grandmother had some good cold lemonade made. That was a special treat because Grandmother had to buy the lemons and squeeze them and put the sugar with them. They didn't do then like they do now and just buy some kind of a mix to put together. And so everyone was happy to have the cold lemonade before they went out to the garden to work. Now Mother told Clayton, "Clayton, you may play while we work in the garden here, but I do want you to stay nearby." Because she warned him because she knew how much he loved to go down to the woods. And the woods was fine to play in along the edge, but a little boy 4 years old without bigger brothers and sisters might soon get lost. Clayton did play with an old wooden truck that Grandma had that was his very favorite toy when he went to Grandma's house. But he got tired after a while, and they were still busy picking beans in the garden for Grandmother. He began going closer and closer to the edge of the woods, and no one was really watching. He knew better, but he thought, "I'll not go very far." Just before you would get to the edge of the woods was a fence row. So that's where we pick blackberries. I'm going to look to see if I can find some blackberries there. And so he walked down along the woods, along the fence. And sure enough, there were some pretty purple clusters of berries. Oh, Mother didn't know that there was berries down here, thought Clayton. And he began to think they would be good to eat. They were very soft and juicy, so they made his hands very purple. And he began to eat a few. But he only got to eat a few until Reuben came running. "Clayton, where are you? Mama says you must come up with us." Well, Clayton knew he had to obey when Mother found out that he was away from them, and so he went along back with Reuben. Mother took one look at Clayton. "Clayton, what have you been eating?" Now, Clayton didn't drop all the berries that he had. He had broken a little stem off. Clayton, have you been eating pokeberries? Oh, no. Mama was so upset. She said, those are very poisonous, Clayton. They will make you very, very sick. They might even be too much for you. She didn't want to tell him how sick he could get. But they were purple berries, Mama. They look like blackberries, but they were not blackberries. Oh, Clayton, I wish you had obeyed and stayed close. Hurry, we must go to the house. He didn't know what was going to happen. Was Mama going to switch him? But Mama hurriedly went to Grandma's cabinet and got out some mustard. And she put a pan of water on the stove and made lukewarm water and put mustard in it. What was she going to do with that? Mama said, oh, Clayton, you must drink this. You must drink it all. Oh, Clayton didn't want something that tasted so nasty. It smelled nasty. It tasted nasty. But Clayton, you must. You must drink it. Well, she kept on and coaxed and worked until Clayton had drank that whole cupful. Well, it wasn't down very long till it was back up. But that's what Mama wanted. She had wanted him to get rid of those pokeberries, those poison pokeberries, out of his stomach. Oh, Clayton felt miserable. Mother washed him up, washed off his purple hands and wiped his purple face. And she held him close and she said, oh, Clayton, I am so thankful Reuben found you. Before you ate very many pokeberries. These are very, very poisonous. Clayton, you are only 4 years old, but you must learn to obey. As you get older, when you do not obey, you will find there are even more poisons out there. Maybe not poisons that will hurt your stomach, but poisons that will hurt your mind. Poisons like bad company and bad words and things that make Jesus feel very sad. She sat on the rocking chair and rocked him a little while. Clayton, you're going to grow up to be a good man. I thank God that he gave you to me, and you will learn to obey. I will help you. Let's pray just now that and thank God that he helped us to find you and that you are going to learn to obey. She sat still on the rocker and folded her hands, and Clayton folded his hands. And Mama bowed her veiled head and prayed, oh God, you have given Clayton a lesson today in obedience. And we were able to get the poison up from his stomach. Help me always to help him to keep away from the poisons of sin and temptation. Help him to grow to be a fine boy, a fine man. Thank you, God, for saving his life today. And thank you, Father, for helping us all to want to obey you better. In Jesus' name. Amen. She gave Clayton a kiss on his forehead. Run along, little boy, but stay close to the rest of us. You will learn to obey, and we will help you, and God will help you.